نعم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والرحمة المهتاة للعالمين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين، وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته الغر الميامين ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهدي إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. As the continuation, as you heard, inshallah, we're going to go ahead with this valuable advice from Sheikh Ibrahim Ruhaili, حفظه الله تعالى. And by the way, Sheikh Ibrahim Ruhaili, for those who do not know him, he is a doctor in Islamic University, or he is even a professor, and mashallah, he compiled a number of books on the affairs of this time, especially and unity of the Ummah. The Sheikh said, وقال حفظه الله تعالى ثانيا، يعني ثاني النصائح، ينبغي أن يعلم، يعني هذا الشاب. He said the second point or advice is that it is important to know, meaning this young man who is upon the manhaj of al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, it is important for him to know أن أهل السنة بحق، that the أهل السنة, the true أهل السنة, هم أهل الامتثال الكامل للإسلام اعتقادا وسلوكا، اعتقادا وسلوكا. They are the first one to fully exemplify the religion of Islam, whether in the issues of aqidah or the suluk, the manners and etiquette. وهذا أمر مهم يا إخوان، هذا أمر مهم للمسلم أن يعلمه. This is very important for the Muslim to know. لأن بعض الناس يريد أن يطبق العقيدة ولا يهتم بجانب السلوك، لا يهتم بجانب السلوك. يعني some people they give much care to the عقيدة but they don't give any care to the manners and etiquette. وهذا غلط. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول، كما يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم، إنما بعثت لأتمم صالح الأخلاق. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that I was sent to complete the perfect manners. نعم. قال حفظه الله تعالى ومن قصور الفهم أن يظن أن السني أو السلفي هو من حقق اعتقاد أهل السنة دون العناية بجانب السلوك والآداب الإسلامية وتأدية حقوق المسلمين فيما بينهم. He says that and it is from a restricted understanding and outlook to believe that the Sunni or the Salafi is the one who only exemplify the creed of Islam without emphasizing the appropriate Islamic manners and etiquettes. هذا فهم صحيح، هذا كلام أنه من قصور الفهم، فهم ناقص. It's incorrect understanding. أن يعتقد أن السلفي أو السني هو من يعتني فقط بالعقيدة وفقط بيعني طريقة تأدية العبادات كالصلاة مثلا. لذلك هم يقيسون، بعض الناس يقيس كيف يعرف أن هذا سلفي أو لا، يأتي إلى تطبيق بعض العبادات. يعني some people with their lack of understanding they يعني misunderstand this thing. They think that the Salafi is the one who has the proper aqidah, which is correct. But not only that, And then they say that he is the one who implements the religion the way yani, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam implemented, which is also correct, but it is not the only thing. And that's why they come to you and look to these things only. Upon that, they judge you, you are Salafi or not. ومن عجائب الأمور يعني الشيء بالشيء يذكر. And from the strange things, and just يعني for this يعني equation, I am going to tell this incident. في إحدى رحلاتي للغرب أو قبل أن أحضر كان الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى أجرى عملية في عيني. الشيخ ربيع على operation with eye one year in time. فزرت أنا وأخ من جدة اسمه أبو بكر بجول. I visited him along with a brother from جدة called أبو بكر بجول. فلما جئنا إلى بيتي كان ذلك بعد صلاة الجمعة. It was after صلاة الجمعة. أبو بكر إمام وأنا إمام فصلينا الجمعة وطلقنا. أبو بكر إمام في المسجد أنا إمام في المسجد. So after the جمعة prayer we met and we went to see to visit شيخ ربيع after he had the operation. فجئنا وجدنا عنده مجموعة من الشباب عرفت منهم بعضهم ليس جميعا. We came found some of the شباب there with Sheikh visiting him. I knew some of them, not all. وكان بينهم حديث and they were talking. When we came they were talking. فسلمنا وجلسنا حتى نقطع عليهم حديثهم. We gave salam and we sat down so we do not interrupt them. فقال هذا الشاب واحد من الشباب أعرفه جيدا and one of these شباب I know him very well, he said to the شيخ يا شيخ بعضهم كان في حياة الألباني رحمه الله يسدل يديه ولما مات الألباني أصبح يقبض يديه بعد الربع من الرسول. He said oh شيخ some of them used to when at the last time of Sheikh Albani they used to side their hands to their sides after rising up from ruku, and when Sheikh Albani passed away they returned back to holding on their chest. فقال الشيخ and the Sheikh said دعوهم حدادية حدادية دعوهم. So the Sheikh said leave them, they are حدادية. ثم علمت and then I knew that كانوا يتكلمون عن الحدادية قبل أن نحضر. فهذا الأخ أراد أن يدخل هذا الكلام في وسط الحديث والشيخ يريد أمرا آخر. نعم الحدادية هم يعارضون الشيخ الألباني ويتكلمون فيه هداهم الله. Yes, the Haddadis criticize Sheikh Albani and they speak against him. May Allah guide them all to the Haqq. لكن هذا الأمر ما له علاقة بهذا. But this matter has nothing to do with that. لما وصلت إلى جدة جاءني أحد الإخوة أيضا هو إمام مسجد آخر في جدة اسمه أحمد جيلان. Another brother called أحمد جيلان في جدة. Another إمام في هذا المسجد. He came to me and he said هل زرتم الشيخ ربيع اليوم؟ هل زرت الشيخ ربيع اليوم؟ قلت نعم. He said did you visit الشيخ ربيع today? I said yes. فقال هل تكلم عليك الشيخ وجرحك؟ قال عنك أنك حدادي. He said to me, asked me, did the Sheikh criticize you and said and named you as حدادي? I said لا أبدا ما حصل. I said no, never happened. قال لا فلان يقول أن الشيخ قال أنك حدادي. He named that guy I knew. He said so and so said that the Sheikh said you're حدادي. فقلت سبحان الله. هو هذا الأخ يعني بيني وبينه غير وفاق. This guy is brother. We have disagreement with each other. فانظر بأي شيء يقيسون يعني على هذا سلفي أو غير سلفي. طيب يعني الذي يضع أجر على صدره بعد الربع من الركوع غير سلفي إذا ابن باز من عزمين ليس سلفي. That's how they measure. They say يعني they look oh he holds his hand after rising up from the floor or he sides them down to the side. If he sides them down to the side then he's Salafi. If he holds then he is not Salafi. So Sheikh bin Bashir is not Salafi. and the left paw, he goes to sujood on his hands or on his knees. Now, this is how they understand the Salafiyya. This is, subhanAllah, completely wrong. Completely wrong. No one, no aqil, rather than it is alim, can say that this is the way how to know the Salafis. لكن تعرف السلفي بمجموع حياته. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. Say, you know the Salafi by the whole entire life of his life, what he does in his life. Now, say, my prayers, my nusuk, meaning the stuttering, and my life and my death is all for Allah, belongs to Allah. The whole thing. By that you can judge the person if he is Salafi or not. نعم على كل حال قال قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى في العقيدة الواسطية في نهاية الكتاب he said that شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية said إن العقيدة الواسطية the end of it بعد أن ذكر أصول أهل السنة في الاعتقاد after he mentioned the أصول of أهل السنة in اعتقاد he said ابن تيمية said ثم مع هذه الأصول نعم يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر على ما توجبه الشريعة he said that he شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية said along with these principles that mentioned earlier principles of السلفية They enjoin the good and forbid evil based upon the legislative guidance. Of course, of the Quran and Sunnah. نعم. ويرون إقامة الحج والجهاد والأعياد مع الأمراء أبرارا كانوا أو فجارا. And they see the obligation of performing Hajj, Jihad, Jum'ah, and Eid prayers alongside with alongside the Muslim rulers. Now, whether these rulers are righteous or rebellious. Now, بلغني في رمضان هذا الماضي. I was told that in this Ramadan. أحد هؤلاء الإخوة هو متخرج من الجامعة الإسلامية هذا الله ويعيش في السعودية he lives in Saudi he's a graduate from the جامعة الإسلامية he lives in Saudi يوم 29 بعض الدول الإسلامية أعلنوا نهاية رمضان وأن اليوم الذي يليه يوم عيد أن يوم الخميس يوم عيد نعم Some Muslim countries, they declared that Wednesday the 29th is the end of Ramadan and Thursday is going to be the first day of Shawwal. في السعودية لم يروا الهلال فأعلنوا أن الخميس هو المكمل لرمضان الثلاثين من رمضان وأن العيد يوم الجمعة. In Saudi they did not say the moon of Shawwal. So they said, they declared that, that Thursday is the 30th of Ramadan and Friday is going to be the day of Eid. هذا الأخ this brother اتصل ب هو من الغرب اتصل ببعض الإخوة في الدول الغربية وأمر من يطيعه منهم بأن يفطروا لأنه قد رؤي الهلال في بعض البلدان الأخرى وقال لهم أنه سيفطر غدا لأنه يرى يأخذ بقول من قال بالرؤية العالمية he called some of his followers in the west he's from the west but he's living in Saudi he called some of his followers and he told him to break the fasting on Thursday and consider it Eid day and he told him that he himself is going to break the fast on Thursday and consider it Eid day although he's living in Saudi now and the whole Saudi are fasting that day. He's the only one that is fast because he takes the opinion that says the yani about the universal cycle. نعم طيب أين توجيه هذا الكلام الآن ويرون إقامة الحج والجهاد والجمع والأعياد مع الأمراء. What is now, how can we match this understanding with this what Ibn Taymiyyah is saying, what all the Salaf say, Imam al-Sabuni, Ibn al-Aqidah, Imam al-Raziyyin, all the Salaf say the same thing. All the Salaf, all the scholars of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah say the same thing. Now, he is now under the leadership of the king in Saudi Arabia, but he takes a different opinion and decides to break the fast while all the Muslims in Saudi are fasting. Now, هذه مشكلة. قال ويحافظون على الجماعات ويحافظون على الجماعات and they work to preserve the Muslim unity. Muslim unity. نعم ولا يعملون على تفكيك الجماعة. They don't work on dismantling and splitting the jama'ah. لا أخي. وإذا نظرنا في غالب هذه الأمور نجدها شخصية شيء منها حق على المنهج وعلى كده لكن غالبها أمور شخصية. When we see this kind of fights and warnings and this and that and disputions and split, we find most of it, not all of it, most of it is personal things. Personal things only. Yes, some of it is yani religious issues, but the majority of it is personal. بأي حق يعني يكون الأمور الأمر الشخصي يقوم عليه الولاء والبراء والخلاف. By what right that the personal issue be treated as the يعني matter of ولاء and براء and يعني split and distribution. يعني سبحان الله يقول لك مثلا هذا ما ينظر ما يحترمني ما ينظر إلي بكذا ما يزورني ما سبحان الله. He say that this person does not respect me, he does not come to visit me, he does not يعني give me a good look, he get سبحان الله. This is all personal. هذا كله أمر شخصي لا علاقة له بالعقيدة والمنهج. نعم قال ويدينون بالنصيحة للأمة ويدينون بالنصيحة للأمة and they deem it part of the religion to give نصيحة advice to the أمة. كيف النصيحة للأمة كيف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث أبي رقية تميم الداري عند الترمذي بسند صحيح يقول الدين النصيحة. قال قلنا لمن يا رسول الله؟ قال لله ولكتابي ولرسولي ولأئمة المسلمين وعامة. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said in this hadith in سنة الترمذي in the third of تميم الداري دين النصيحة. The religion is based on advice, advising one another. Now, to Allah, to His Messenger, to Allah, to His Book, to His Messenger, to the rulers, and to the common Muslims. إذا أردنا أن نعرف كيف تكون النصيحة لعامة المسلمين, يجب أن نعرف كيف تكون النصيحة لله ولكتابه ولرسوله. نعم ولأئمة المسلمين. If we want to know how to perform the نصيحة to the common Muslims, to the عامة المسلمين, to the normal Muslims, then we have to know first of all how to do نصيحة to Allah. How to do نصيحة towards Allah. To His Book, to His Messenger, and to the Muslim rulers. How? We need to know that first, so we can know how to conduct the nasiha to the عامة المسلمين. To the عامة المسلمين. Yeah. نعم. قال ويعتقدون معنى قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم and they believe the whole heartedly and the statement of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان كالبنيان المرصوص يشد بعضه بعضا وشبك بين أصابعه هكذا كالبنيان المرصوص. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said the believer to another believer is like one solid structure, one part strengthening the other. Then he interlocked his fingers to demonstrate like this. And انظر كيف نحقق هذا؟ كيف نحقق هذا؟ هو هناك بناء نعم. There is a kind of building, right? Structure. لكنه ليس هكذا. But it's not like this. It is like this. No هكذا. فإذا جاء ريح أو أحد دفعه يطيح يسقط. When there is a wind or anybody push it, it will collapse. لأنه ليس متشابك. Because it is not interlocked. نعم. ما معنى هذا؟ يعني أنه دخل بعضه في بعض. It means that you enter into each other like this. كنت في بعض السفرات إلى هنا إلى بريطانيا والتقيت مع الشيخ عبد السلام برقس رحمه الله هنا في بريطانيا وكنا في مسجد من مساجد السلفيين هنا في بريطانيا وعقدنا مجلس نصيحة للإخوة في الشورى فقلت لهم مهما يكن من أذى من إخوانكم فيجب أن تعلموا أنهم لكم كالظفر للأصبع. I said to them, I was in one of my journeys to the United Kingdom here. I met with Sheikh Abdul Salam Burgess in one conference and we both had a meeting with the Shura of that masjid and I told, they asked us for advice. Sheikh Abdul Salam gave them يعني diamonds of advice. And I told to them, I told them, these brothers who are criticizing you, they are Salafis like you. Now, yes, they are doing something wrong, but they are Salafis. And they are to you like the nail to your finger. The nail to your finger. عليكم السلام. ما معنى هذا؟ معنى هذا أنه إذا مثلا أصابك شيء في ظفرك what does that mean? It means that if you have anything hurts you with your nail what do you do? تخلعه ما تستطيع يجب أن تعيش معه يجب أن تعيش معه. If you have anything hurting you in your nail, you do not just remove it. Just pull it out. You cannot do that. You just live with it. You just live with it. تعرفون لماذا؟ لأن الأصبع من غير ظفر ليس له طرف قوي. Because the finger without nail does not have any strong bit of it. فلا تستطيع أن تفعل به شيء. عندك هذا بألم خير من ألا يكون من أول. فتعاف ذلك والتهم إلا لأن تلوز الأول. فعلى كل حال يعني هنا يجب أن نصبر على بعضنا البعض. قال وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم and the saying of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد الواحد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالحمى والسهر. The example of the believers and their love, mercy and kindness for one another is like one body. It's like the one body. If one part aches, then the rest of the body calls one each other with favor and vigor. Yani taking. Now, you cannot have, for example, an injured eye and you go and laugh and sleep. And your heart doesn't feel that yani wants to enjoy. Even you don't want to enjoy yani, your family. You don't want to enjoy food that you love. Because you have something hurting you. So the other, your tongue does not want to taste anything sweet now or anything delicious because it is busy with the shared pain that came from the toe on your foot. Now, no relation between the toe and the tongue. But the feeling is like that. So the ummah is like that. The ummah is like that. This kind of feeling. Otherwise, where is the salafiyya? Where is the brotherhood? قال وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالصَّبْرِ عِنْدَ الْبَلَاءِ وَالشُّكْرِ بِمُرِّ الْقَضَاءِ. And they are commanded and they command. They exhort one another with patience in times of trials, with gratitude in times of ease, and with being content with being content with bitter, with bitter. And نعم ويدعون إلى مكارم الأخلاق ومحاسن الأعمال. And they call one another to the perfect characters and manners and etiquette, ومحاسن الأعمال, and the good deeds, like the advice we gave you before Salah, good deeds, how to implement them, how to perform them. نعم وأنا معلش أخذ هنا يعني استقطع وقتا, I'm sorry to break here. تذكرت أمر له علاقة بما تكلمنا عليه قبل الصلاة. I just remember something as a relation to something before صلاة. We mentioned it before. قلت لكم تعودوا على الأعمال النافلة كالصيام النافلة مثلا. I said to you practice يعني start practice or exercise the optional deeds يعني like fasting, optional fasting. طيب لا تقول من البداية أنا لا أستطيع وأنا عندي عمل كثير وأنا كذا وأنا أتعب وأنا. Don't start giving excuses saying no I can't fast, I can't, I have hard work, I can't. Not ابدأ يومك بالصيام. Start your day in fasting with the intention of fasting. فإذا أردت أن تفطر افطر يا أخي. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المتطوع أمير نفسه. And whenever you feel that you want to break the fast, break the fast. No harm on you, no sin. As the Prophet ﷺ said, the one who is performing fasting, optional fasting, he's the Amir of himself. I mean, he is the one who has the decision to continue or to break. Now, فإذا رأيت أنك يعني تقدر, so. وكثير من الإخوة هنا في الغرب لا يعملون. And many brothers here do not work. Now, أخي نام بالنهار إذا كنت ما تستطيع ترى الناس يأكلون ولا يشربون. نام إلى الظهر, صلي الظهر, أرجع نام إلى العصر, ما عاد يبقى عندك إلا وقت قليل. نعم. If you are somebody who does not يعني you cannot resist seeing people eating, drinking, then see like, أنتم هذا ليس عندكم, هذا عندنا ممكن. أن في رمضان عندكم ما حد يغلق المحلات, ما يغلقون, أما عندنا يغلقون. لكن في غير رمضان عندنا ما يغلقون كما هو الحال عندنا. This does not يعني it's not for you guys here in the West, because in the West in رمضان and other than رمضان shops and restaurants and everything is open and people drinking and eating in the streets, smoking. يعني they don't stop at all. Not like in Saudi in Ramadan everything is stopped until the night. There is difference in Saudi. Now, this excuse may be found in Saudi, but not in here. Those, you cannot say, oh, I cannot see people eating and I do not eat. No. Because in Ramadan you were seeing, you used to see the people eating, drinking and etc. So I mean, start actually from now on to practice the optional yani worships. Now, have a good contact with your Lord in the night prayers. And هناك أشياء أخرى يعني مثلا نقول لكم زيارة القبور هنا كم واحد يزور القبور؟ واحد يزور القبور لذلك القبور عندكم مفتوحة لو كان الناس يزورون القبور يخاف الكفار يغلقون القبور so you hear how often you go and visit the graves you visit to give the reminder but not to make any dua give the reminder that these people would like you on the ground now they are under the ground and one day you're going to be there so prepare for yourself now. They in the graves now wish to come back and do good things but they are not able to and one day you are going to be not able to but today you are You are able. So walk now. Walk now. قال ويعتقدون معنى قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم and they call one another to the exemplify good behavior نعم and etiquette and dealing with others نعم And they believe in the statement of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا The most complete of the believers in إيمان are those who have the best character النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شوف أنت الآن تريد أن تكون يعني تتمنى أن لو كنت قريبا يعني في عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قريبا منك Now you wish that you were at the time of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and close to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هناك طريق سهل جدا لأن تكون قريب من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم There is a very easy way to be close to the رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم physically I'm not talking all of you كيف ذلك؟ يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم once of you to me on the day of resurrection are the ones who are upon the good manners and characters those who people sit on their carpets what does that mean? They are easy to be approached. ما معنى الموطؤون أكنافا؟ يعني الناس سهل أن يصلوا إليهم. سهل جدا أن يصلوا إليهم. ما عندهم عقبات ولا عندهم كما يقولون يعني برستيج وإتيكيت. نعم يعني يعملون بروتوكولز. لكن سهلين جدا للوصول إليهم. أي أحد يستطيع لأنهم ما عندهم خشونة ولا عندهم كبر they don't have roughness they don't have كبر arrogance نعم that's why easy for people to approach them and come to them and sit to them الذين يألفون ويؤلفون يألفون يعني يكون بينهم وبين الناس ألفة ومودة وحب ليس بينهم وبين الناس نفرة They have some kind of love between them and the people. People do not find them rough, so they stay away from them. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يخبرنا أن أسوأ الناس هو من يتقي الناس من يحذر الناس اتقاء فحشة. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that The worst of us is the one who the people refrain away from him because of his harshness. انظر كيف. نعم. قال ويندبون إلى أن تصل من قطعك وتعطي من رحمك. إلى أن تصل من قطعك وتعطي من رحمك. And they consider and they consider praiseworthy to join relations with those that cut them off, and cut themselves off you, and give to the one who withholds from giving to them. Yani, whenever you are in need for any financial help or something like that, and you ask them, they give you many excuses. Then, Mr. forgives for Allah and forgets what people do. When I say forget, I mean it. Yani, you remove it from your heart. You don't store it on shelf number 4 for some time to bring it out. Yeah, some people they say that I forgive you. I forgive Allah. I forgive him, Allah. I forgive him. But when times go on and something happens, hey, this man one day did this. Hey, why did you forgive me? You did not forgive me. Just folded and stored it for one day. So you fold it and store it so it does not, I mean the time and the sun does not remove the structure. So you just save it for bringing it one day. That's wrong, yes. That's wrong. Now, but وَتَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكْ وَتَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكْ and to pardon the one who transgressed against you. وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِبِرِّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ and they command one another to be kind to their parents. حَتَّى لَكَانَ كُفَّارٌ even if your parents are كُفَّارٌ يجب أن يكون لك يعني تعامل طيب مع والديك. You must have a good connection with your parents. حتى لو كانوا ظل يحق له أن تطيعهم خلاص. You say to the girl, your father is very good. You don't have to obey him. نعم. ويسقطون حقه حتى في الولاية في النكاح. And they remove his right even from the and being the wali of nikah. قل لا هو عنده بدع. نعم. ما هذا ليس من الإسلام في شيء. هذا ليس من الإسلام في شيء. نعم. وكذا يأمرون بصلة الرحم and to keep family ties. لكن عندما نقول يعني يكون هناك صلة الرحم التي لا تنبني على أسس دينية إذا كانوا على دين مختلف. When we say you keep the family ties which are not based on religious different in religion and if they are on other religion than Islam or they are practicing bid'ah. You don't say, oh, they are doing a celebration of the Prophet's birthday, so I want to keep a good family ties, so I go attend. I said, no. This is wrong. But, you go visit them in other occasions, or if they have a party and they invite you, you go. Now, you go, and Eid times you go and visit them, no problem. Now, but not when they exercise bid'ah or shirk or that's even if the parents you don't obey them, you don't join them, you advise them nicely, and again you don't turn to be so harsh with them. But advise them nicely. If they accept it, alhamdulillah, they don't fight. Allah will judge them, not me. And the largest Muslim country today, Islam did not come to it with sword, but with the charmants who used to come to Indonesia for business, and they were among good manners and characters and trustworthy. So the people loved this religion, and they came to it. Now, وحسن الجوار, حسن الجوار, and being good neighbors. You give the right of your neighbor. Even if it's covered, الجوار ثلاثة. The neighbors are three types. جار له ثلاثة حقوق. One neighbor has three rights with you. وجار له حقان. And one neighbor has two rights with you. وجار له حق واحد. And one neighbor has one right with you. لا يوجد جار بدون حق. There is no neighbor with no right with you. No neighbor. أما الذي له ثلاثة حقوق فهو الجار. الجار المسلم القريب يعني قريبك. The one has three rights with you is the neighbor, Muslim, and he is your relative. He has three rights. حق الجوار, right of neighborhood, وحق الإسلام, and the right of Islam, وحق القرابة, and the right of the kinship. والجار الذي له حقان, أما لجار مسلم ليس بقريب. Is the neighbor who has two rights, right of neighborhood and right of Islam. وجار له حق واحد, and a neighbor has one right. له حق معك تعطيه إياه. He still, although he's covered, he still has a right with you. You have to give him his right, which is to be a good neighbor to him. Abdullah ibn Umar كان له جار يهودي. فكان إذا ذبح شاة أرسل إليه بشيء منها. وهو يهودي. Abdullah ibn Umar had a Jew neighbor, and whenever he used to slaughter a sheep, he used to send him some piece of it. نعم. وقال وينهون عن الفخر والخيلاء. طيب. وينهون عن الفخر والخيلاء. And they caution against arrogance and speaking about people excessively. نعم. بغي. الاستطالة في أخلاق أعراض المسلمين كما هو اليوم الآن يتكلمون بحق وبغير حق. يعني speaking excessively about people sometimes, يعني with right without right, they just speak. أحيانا يتكلمون في يعني عندهم مشكلة مع فلان يريدون أن ينفر الناس عنه, يتكلمون في زوجتي, يتكلمون في أمي, يتكلمون في أختي, في ابنتي. أي دين هذا؟ Sometimes if one of them has a problem with you, he goes and speaks about يعني against your wife, against your mother, against your sister, against your daughter. What kind of thing is that? It's حرام يا أخي. That is حرام. نعم. و نعم. ويأمرون بمعالي الأخلاق وينهون عن سفسافها. And they command one another to have the most excellent character and manners, and caution against the most repugnant or bad or poor of these manners and characters. They warn against it. Not to encourage one another of backbiting and surrendering. They're always in the khutbah one again is backbiting and slandering. But they, after the khutbah of the lecture, they sit and start slandering son. وكل ما يقولون ويفعلون من هذا وغيره فإنما هم فيه متبعون للكتاب والسنة وطريقتهم هي دين الإسلام الذي بعث الله به محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم. انتهى كلام شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله تعالى. يعني شيخ الإسلام continued to say that and all what they say and all what and they follow the book, that is how the people of the Sunnah, the Salafis are. Now يعني هذه هي طريقة أهل السنة السلفيون. والآن امتحن نفسك. وبقي معنا بعض العناصر لكن فقط في هذين العنصرين امتحن نفسك. We still have يعني some points remaining, but just with these first two, examine yourself. Don't tell nobody what is the outcome of this test, but you test yourself. Judge it. As عمر رضي الله عنه said. عمر رضي الله عنه ماذا يقول؟ حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا وزنوا أعمالكم قبل أن توزن عليكم. Judge yourself before you are judged and weigh your sins before it is weighed for يعني against you. لأنك إذا وزنت أنت أعمالك وجدت كثير فتقول لا يكفي يكفي. When you weigh your sins and you find them too heavy, you say enough, I cannot carry more load than this. نعم، لأنك هذا تحمله ويحمل يوم القيامة وزرا ويحمل يوم القيامة وزرا. So on the day of resurrection you're going to carry it. يعني be يا أخي have some mercy with yourself. How are you going to carry this load? How are you going to carry this load? أسأل الله بمنه وكرمه وفقنا وإياكم ما يحب ويرضى. والله أعلم. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.